We are continuing on Shu'urim Yondaf Kuf Aleph in Sefer Binyan Ariel. We are Ot Mem Zayin discussing today Sod Shiva Tikune Gulgolot Da'achampim, a new aspect of Da'achampim we haven't spoken about till now. V'hinei Milvad Shalosh Bichinot Klulot Shebereish Da'achampim Kenizkei Le'el. Besides the three aspects that we spoke about last time, which are included in the Reish Da'achampim, Od Yeshnam Bereish Da'achampim Sod Shiva Tikune Gulgolta. Now, I've said many times that the Arizal, interestingly enough, is a pirush on the Zohar. A lot of times the Zohar says things we don't understand what it means. We look in the Kitva Arizal and explains exactly what it means. So the Zohar says an expression called Shiva Tikune Gulgolta. What does that mean? So he's going to explain to us. This is found in Sha'arich, or Sha'atik, sorry, in Sha'yud Gimel. And he says as follows. Ve'inanam hu, ki kvar amarnu, she'chesed ha'atik mitlabesh bekete da'achampim. The chesed of ha'atik, we mentioned, goes all the way down to the ket of ha'arich. Ve'agua da'atik mitlabesh b'moches tima da'achampim. And the gvura of Atik goes into mochet stima, and the mochet stima, and the tifer of Atik is mitlabesh bebina da'achampim, and the tifer of Atik is mitlabesh inside the bina of da'achampim. Shibigaron. We know that we explained yesterday that the bina was not powerful enough to accept the light, and therefore was pushed down all the time the garon of Arachampin. So when we say the tiferet of Arachampin, of Atik, go into the bina, it's referring to, it's going down into the bina, which is in the garon. So really we see an exception to the rule, because bederech klal, we find that the keter is in the middle, and the Chochmah is on the right hand side. Here we find that the Keter is on the right hand side, where the Chesed of Atik is. And we find that the Chochmah is on the left hand side, where the Gvur is. So everything is the Sefirot of Arachampin are rearranging themselves according to the form of the Sefirot of Atik. So again, on the Keter, which is usually in the middle, will now be found. The Keter of Achir, which should be usually found in the middle, will be found now on the right-hand side, where the Chesed of Atik is. The Chochmah of Arachampin, which is usually found to the right-hand side, is now going to be found to the left-hand side, where the Gvur of Atik is. And the Bina of Atik should be on the left-hand side, really it's found in the middle, and we know that's the reason, because it's Yorod LeGoron, so the Goron is in the middle, so that's not such a problem. So that's the exception to the rule. Let's continue here. Now, all we spoke about so far was the Chagat of Atik. Now, what about the Naid Atik? Well, Perek Netzahod Yosod, the Atik, Mispashtim B'sha Zayin Tachtonin De'Arachampim. We're going to see how these go all the way down to the lower parts of Arich. Ulam betchilat kinisat ispashtut zayin tachtonim da'atik v'reshet da'arachampin kulam eiru shama ra shroshit shlahem b'sheva tachtosher b'sheva b'chino shigulgolot da'arachampin v'ein nikraim sheva tikuni gulgolta. So there we have it. He's defined for us what is the sheva gulgolta. Sheva tikuni gulgolta. That is the Netzah Hod Yesod, and actually the Chagat and the Nai spreading first into the head of Arch and then lower into the Guf. So when they first go into the first stage of spreading into the head, we'll find they come out of the seven different sections of the head. Lights come out from the seven different sections of the head of Arch. V'sima l'sheva tikunim elu em gad kar pach. We have seven letters over here, which represents the seven bechinas that we spoke about. What are the seven letters? Gat, Gimel, Tet, K, Kar, Kuf Ayin Resh, and Pach Pe Ches. Now, let's see what they stand for. Hem Aleph Gulgalta, when referring to the Gulgalta of Arich, which is the Keter of Arich, what we say is Meluvish inside the Keter. Meluvish is the Ches Datik. Bet, Tala de Bidulcha. Tala de Bidutala is Tal. The Bidulcha, the Choch, which represents the Choch Marachampim. What's Meluvish in that? Bo mitlabeshet Gvua Datik. Gimel, Kuma Davira. Shuhu Kchum Chofe Ala Moach. Bo mitlamesh atifer datik. So the Kuma Davira, this is the membrane which is surrounding the brain. That's also a spiritual force. And that, what's sphere of Atik is inside of that? That is the Tifered of Archampin, which we already originally said that the Tifered is in the Bina, but it's also in the Kum. That's the Kuf. Now the Ayin, what does the Ayin stand for? Of this Siman is Amar Naki, white wool. Naki is Luvan Sar Peod, but in Kabbalah, in Zohar language, is the Luvan Sar Peod. So they are the peod which are reaching down to the ears, and also are a reference to the ears themselves. And in the ears of Achampim is going to be mitlabishim netzahod elyonim dati. We're going to be mitlabish the parzufim netzahod. The higher parts of Netzach and Hod of Atik are going to go into the ears of, and unto the peyot, into the ears of Archampim. Now these higher pchakim of Netzach and Hod are really representative of the two beim of the reproduction function. Shehem b'chinat chei beim ducha. Those two, the two eggs. Hey, Rava de Rav, in the resh of this abbreviation of get kar a pach, so the resh stands for Rava de Ravin, which is an expression for metzah ratzon de arachampin, that's the forehead. Now what is maluvish over there? Bo nitlavish is soda atik anikar torna besima ya sar mebusam. So again, so in the Metzach you will find the Yesod Atik. Vav, the sixth area we'll find is Pekicha Ila'in. That's the Pei represents Pekicha Ila'in. Ila'a, sorry, the open eyes. Pekicha Ila'a. Now She'em Atrein Ainin the Archampim. These are the two eyes of Archampim. Obeem itlavishim netzah vehod atatein the Archampim, the Atik, sorry, she'em b'chinat tchei yerchim. Now, this pekicha ila'a, this openness, the high openness, ila'a is high, the representing the two eyes being open, what's inside of that? That's the netzach and hod of Atik. Now we just said Netzach Hod of Atik was represented, we're going into the ears. Yeah, but that's the higher parts of Netzach. The lower parts of Etzah, which were representing the Yerchin, which are the thighs, are going into the eyes. Shefa. Now the seventh and final area is going to be the Chotem of Achampi. That's the Chet, that's the Pach, the Chet, the last letter of the abbreviation. That means in the nose of Archampim we'll find what's called the Malchut of Atik. The Malchut of Atik. Hare ech sheva tachtonot de Atik ha'iru kulam b'sheva mekomot shebegulgalot de Archampim v'nasu b'sheva tikuni gulgalot de Archampim. That's how we find the seven lower bechinas of Atik, or mitlabish inside the head, exclusively though only in the head, That's the first stage, and then it's going to go lower down into the body. When it's in the stage of the head, that's called the Sheva Tikkuni Gulgolta Da'achim. That's the definition. And again, if you find more information about this, the Ariz goes into definition Sha Yud Gimel Perek Vav. Perek Vav. Okay, so let's continue now. A new concept called the Sod of the Yud Gimel Chivalti, Yud Gimel Nimin, Yud Gimel Tikkuni Dikna Da'achampi. That means the 13 white spaces, the 13 hairs, and the 13 spaces on the beard of Arachampi. Ot mem chet on page kuf bet. Ot zirich imanu leodia bin Arachampin sheike gluyuhu b'chinei gulgal tesho bilvat. We know that Arachampin is very, very powerful and sends off tremendous lights, and is known to be the Rachamim. The Iker Rachmin that we receive is from Arachampin. We receive the lights again from the Gugolota. Ke'amoch stima dibe gnuza betocham. Right. Because we know the Moach, as always, the brains are hidden inside of him. And the Bina shel Yod Elegaon, and the Bina's inside. And therefore, what we see the most, what the influence that we're receiving is the part which is revealed, and that is the gulgal to the skull. L'chein tamid reisha chivra niska b'zohu kinu el'arich. That's why when the Zohar refers to reisha, refers to Aracham, it's the reisha chivra. Why is it referring to dafka, that bechina, as opposed to any other bechina? Because that's the bechina which is revealed, and that's the bechina, therefore, we'll be receiving our shefa from, primarily. That's the highest bechina. But tamnikar chivo. Now, why is it called chivo, which is a translation translated in English is white? Ki aluben morei ale zikna, which is a reference of oldness, being an elder, wisdom. Va'achabimu akadom akadum barishon la'zaken mikol pasuv elutzilut. He's one of the primary and one of the first pasuv which are created. Gamora Lubin ala Chesed. Also, Lubin is also referenced to Chesed, kindness. Ke keter achim hu mikor kol haChesedim mispashtim apshutim she'em bo taruv din raklal. And now, some people find no taruv the rab klal. It's in kulu. It's the highest parts of the world of Atzilut, and is considered to be kulu Chesed. That's another reference to white. That's why it's chivalti, reference to whiteness. Gam tchal aria kein al shem shu digna shelo. Also, Ar is also referred much, very much to not only his chivalti, but also a reference to his beard. Like we find the pasuk in Daniel, Perg Zayin Pasuk Tet, Levushea, which is a reference to his beard, Keteleg Chivur Besa'ar Resha Ke'amanake. So it's a reference to his beard, and not only his beard, also the hair on his head. Now, והנה, כל אלה גלויים שרושם הוא שלוש בחינות שישנם פנימיות רשע אילאי דארחפים בהם. So these three areas of focus in ארחפים, which are the גוגולטה, number one, the אווירה, which is the space between his skull and his brain, and the מאוחס תימא, and his brain, which is the חוכמה, and תלת רשעים דארחפים עצמו. Those are the three בחינות of ארחפים himself. Shehem tlad reishin the arachampin. Those are the three heads of the arachampin. Vohu ki agulgolet kava yedanu she ket the arachampin. We know the gulgolet was representing the skull is the ket of arachampin. Shu b'chinat karkafta v'kedera damor shu b'chinat etzem, the bone. Vohot ha'etzem yesh bo nikavim ke'ein esifog asher bo'otam ha'chalalim מספשטים בחינת אוויר דחיה שהוא כאין מוח רוחני עליון ונעלם לערך הגולגולת לעצמו. Now inside the skull there's a thickness to the skull, and inside of that thickness of the skull, which is part of the bone of the head, right, there are holes in that skull. It's a spongy, it's not spongy, it's not soft, it's hard, but it has a spongy look to it. It means it has holes all over the thickness, there's a thickness to the skull. And inside those holes, you find there's avil. Now, avil doesn't mean emptiness and or wind, but rather it's a spiritual connotation for very strong shefa. Very strong shefa, because it's in the keter. Anything in the keter is very, very strong, very powerful. And that's called avira dachya. A moch elyon, that's a moch ruchni elyon, which is called avira dachya. Inside the actual head, we'll find, was in Lavish, the third Bechina, is called the Moch Stima Da'achampin. That is the third and final Reshe Da'achampin, which is the brain. So we'll summarize. The first head of Al-Khampin, we're not talking about the three heads that we usually speak about in the Zohar, referring to the Reshe Deloitiyot, which is Atik's head, and then the Gulgolta of Al-Khampin, and then the Moch Stima of Al-Khampin. Those are the three heads we spoke about last time. But here we're focusing on just the three heads in Arich, and that is the Gulgolta, which is one head. The Moch Stima is the third head, and then the middle head is called the Avir Dachya. That's the space which is inside the skull, which is in the thickness of the skull. Now, going back to the Moch Stima, he says, that's going to be the Chochma. So the Keter is Keter, and the Moch Stima is Chochma. Now, B'siman Moch HaMakif, B'chinat Krum Dak. Now, besides, there's another element, a fourth element, which is called the Krum Hadak. Lahafrid ben Moach Atzmo Le'oro Agadol She'Avir Dachya Nikar Krum Avir. There's another element which separates the Avir Dachya and the Moach Stima, which is called the Krum Hadavir, not to be mistaken with the Avir Dachya. Hine, Bekol Bechinat Meshalosh Ele Shehem Gulgolta Avira Umocha, those are the three main principal things that we'll speak about. Yeshnam Shalom Mocha, Yeshnam Shalosha Shemot Avaya. There are three names of Hashem over there, which are three attached to each one of these. Now, Shalosha Havayot Ab Bigulgolta. The three names of Hashem, holy name of Hashem, Havaya Ab, which is spelled Yud Vav Dali Ke Yud Vav Yud Vav Ke Yud. Three of those Havayas, which is called three Havayas, the Yudim, or three Havayas, the Abim, they are connected, and they are the spiritual version, or I should say more, the manifestation of the Gulgolta. Shlosha Havaya Desag Bavia, the representative of the Avira would be the three names of Havaya Desagim. V'shalosh avayot dema b'mocha. And the three havayas of ma will be representing the moch stima. Now, v'eilu havayot me'irim l'chus. All of these shine from inside the head to outside. Omid galot sham b'shalosh b'chinot nikrod yud gimol chivalti. Yud gimol nimin desare. Yud gimol tikune dikna. So from these three areas that we described, which is the Keter, which is the Gulgolta of Al-Khampin, the Avir Dachya, which is inside the Keter, and from the Moch Stima, it's going to stem from there, protrude from outside from the inside part of the Keter, of the Gulgolta, it's going to stem out and create what's called the Yud Gimel Chivalti, Yud Gimel Nimim, and then the Yud Gimel Tikune Dikna. Ve'inan mispar yud gimel. Where does 13 come from? Number 13. Shebekol bechinat me'elu hu liyot shalosh havayot bechinatam pshutot yud bet otiyot im koach hakolel shloshtam em yud gimel. So the havayot, even though we spell them out, gimel abim lamosho, that the 10 letters yud vav dal ke yud vav yud vav ke yud. Nevertheless, when we look at the essence leaving the head, we look at the essence of the Shem Hashem, which is four letters, Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the essence of the Havaya, the Abim, or Sagging, or Ma as well. We have three of those names, so four letters times three names is 12 letters altogether, plus the Kol is 13. That's how we get to number 13. Hinei achitzoniyat gulgoto hu b'chinat or lavan. When you look at the outside of the skull of our champing, you see white. That's the white skin of our heads. Ve'alav tzomchot yudgimot tzvot. And on top of that is 13 sets of hairs, white hairs. Hine arat aluban shel or gulgota meir miben yud gimuk tzavot shel asarot. Now the white of the skull is disseminating very powerful light from the whiteness of the skull, which is the skin of the skull, between the hair. Bunches. Imagine you have this head with three. Okay, we don't like to imagine. We're not imagining material things in the spiritual world, but we roughly can picture the three bunch, 13 bunches of hairs, and amongst them you have the koach, this all of the skin protruding from amongst them. Biotam igul savivorosh, and they are all completely spread equally around the head of Achampin. V'hi sod yud gimel chivalti, and these are what we call the yud gimel chivalti, the white 13 white spaces on the head. הנמשך משלוש הוויות דאב דגולגלת דאר חמפים, and they are represented again by the 13 the three הוויות דאב דגולגלת דאר חמפים. והיוד גימו קצוות של השערות הצומחום על גולגלת הם יוד גימו נימים דסערי הנמשך משלוש הוויות דסג שבערביר הדחיה. Now the 13 bunches of hair which are growing on top of the head, hem yud gimel nimim, they are the yud gimel nimim of the 13 bunches of hair, and nimshachim, they come from the manistate mishlosha, the roots, the sources of them are represented by the three havayat desag she'avir dachya, the avir dachya will be producing them, which is inside the skull. And finally, the shlosha mishalosh havayot dema shemochastima the archampim yotze umeirim lechutz ayud gimot tikkun dikna the archampin shevedikna yotzed memotche amocha. And from the yud, from the three havayot of ma, which are found in the mochastima of Arachabim, comes out in the avir outside and creates what's called the dikna. So dikna, which is the motche of the, which is the leftover of the mochastima. So let's just finish off here a few more lines. Vihine yud gimel chivalti veyud gimel nimei mispashtim saviv agulgalta da'achampin. As we said, the yud gimel chivalti and the nimim are all around the head of Arachampin. Besod pasuk abba meot shekel kesef over that passes lesocher. This is the of Ephron and the transaction between Avraham Avinu and Ephron when Avraham Avinu was buying the land, the Ma'arat Machpela, in order to bury Sarah, he offered him 400 shekel kesef over lasocher. And this is the sort of over lasocher, shuhu igul hagulgolet. Shmone mehem meirim der panim. Now, this is another point. Now, where are they placed exactly on the head? We know there's hair, but where is the hair now? Eight parts, with there's 13 bunches of hair. Eight parts of the hair are on the der panim, on the face. Shem nimshachi mishtei avayot mishtei tzidei arosh. We know that there are eight of them, and they are sorts from the havayot, and there are two sides of the face. Four on one side, the right side of the face, and four on the left side of the face. And the last four on the back of the head. Besod avaya shlishit. Now, umispashtim achivate venimim ad tibur da'achampin. Now, the length, where do they spread? They spread all the way down to from the head all the way down the nimin, and the chivalt is spread, the light spreads all the way down on the face until the tibur. וכן הדיקנה דרך המצפשתי מסביב לתואר פנים יורדת עד הטיבור דרך המפין. And also the דיקנה go all the way down, stemming down all the way down to the טיבור, to the belly button. בעיתות הרצון, now in the times of when we need the עת רצון, מתאפכות גם השמונה קצוות דנימין דסערי דפנים לעבור, להתפשט דרך אחור, כדי לגלות הארת פני הרמפין כלפי תחתונים. Now, in the עת רצון, when we're praying, we need times of rain, or times of צרה, we need ישועות. We pray, we daven the יוד גימ המידות, the Kadosh Baruch Hu should reveal the face of הרמפין. That means it's being covered over by the Nimin, the Chivalti. We spread that, we set them aside. And by doing that, revealing the Panim is always a reflection of, an expression of the strong Shefa, as opposed to Achor, which is a weaker Shefa. The strong Shefa is then revealed from the Mekor HaRachamim, which is Ahachampin, which then is mispashed down to us. And that's the part of our Tefillot and some of the Yehudim that are used in order to megale the panim of Arachampin. So that is part of the in structure of Arachampin. Okay, good. We'll stop it now for here, and then we'll continue next time.